Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 26th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities say police killed a shoplifting suspect in Chester County. A South Carolina Law Enforcement Division statement says the man was killed in a confrontation with officers on Saturday. Chester County Coroner Terry Tinker says 28-year-old Ariane Lamont LeCree was shot in the chest. Chester Police Chief Eric Williams says McCree was suspected to have shoplifted. County Sheriff Max Dorsey says the incident started inside the store and moved outside where shots were fired. It's unclear what led to the shooting, and details about the suspected shoplifting have not been released. Authorities in Greenville County are trying to determine if foul play was involved in the death of a man whose body was discovered in a creek a month after he went missing. Greenville County Coroner Parks Evans has identified the man as 31-year-old Carlos Visoso Gonzalez. Lieutenant Jimmy Bolt with the Greenville County Sheriff's Office says Gonzalez was found Sunday afternoon in a creek near a mobile home community. News outlets report an autopsy is scheduled for this week. The coroner's office and sheriff's office are continuing to investigate. The South Carolina Democratic Party, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee have filed a lawsuit to eliminate what they say is an unconstitutional requirement that potential voters disclose their Social Security number, calling the requirement a burden that suppresses registration and voter participation. The three Democratic entities call the current statute unnecessary, putting voters at risk for identity theft. South Carolina is only one of five states with a Social Security number registration requirement. Nearly 1 million South Carolinians are eligible to vote, but have not registered. The South Carolina Department of Consumer Affairs has petitioned to intervene in a utility rate increase request filed by Blue Granite Water Company with the Public Service Commission. The company serves dozens of neighborhoods in Richland, Lexington, and York counties. If approved, the rate increase application could raise customers' rates up to 56%. Blue Granite says the added revenue would cover the creation of a storm reserve fund, legal expenses, investments in infrastructure, and costs resulting from third-party purchased water and wastewater treatment. New data from the U.S. Census looks at employment numbers by congressional district in 2017. Scott Morgan breaks down South Carolina's numbers.
Accommodations and manufacturing were easily the state's two most heavy employers. Combined, the two fields put nearly 500,000 South Carolinians to work in 2017, and each field employed at least 25,000 in four of the state's seven congressional districts. U.S. House District 4 covers Greenville and Spartanburg counties. That makes it the smallest district geographically, but the state's second most populous district nevertheless led in the number of people working in 2017, with just under 350,000. Districts 4 and 1, which includes Charleston, led in most categories, but District 5, covering most of the Midlands, put more people to work in utilities and mining than any other district in the state. And although District 7, which includes Myrtle Beach, led only one job category, real estate, it led the state in the number of businesses established overall, with close to 17,000 in 2017. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
AAA Carolinas is warning motorists about the increase of impaired drivers on the road the day before Thanksgiving. The Motor Club notes that the Wednesday before is often called Drinksgiving and Blackout Wednesday, often a more popular partying night than New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day. According to the South Carolina Department of Public Safety, last Thanksgiving holiday, there were 80 alcohol-related collisions resulting in 42 injuries and 5 fatalities. A study by Upserve shows that, nationally, beer sales increased by 270% and liquor sales by 114% on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. AAA is encouraging motorists to avoid driving Wednesday night if possible, and for holiday revelers to utilize a rideshare service rather than getting behind the wheel. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.